This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So Gator, here's what we could be looking at. And again, we're opening with this because it could go down today. And that's Jeff Blashill. His status as Red Wings head coach could be announced today. And, you know, as Eisenman said, it would happen quickly. And the season ended over the weekend. And I don't think we're going to have phone lines explode with people upset if he's let go. I think they will if he stays. And this could be the first, what the hell is Stevie doing decision. This could be the big sea change I'm talking about in Detroit, is that people might start to second guess Steve Yzerman if he keeps Jeff Blashill around. And that's why I made a call to someone I know in the league about, you know, what if he keeps him? And they said, well, if he keeps him, it's an acknowledgement he has nothing to work with and there's no point on spending money on a coach right now. That's something you can do later when the team is closer. And it would also sort of be, hey, Blashill's not holding him back. It's the roster, the talent on the roster is what's holding him back. He's not an impediment. But so why spend money on a coach or a team that's going to lose if this guy's bringing him along just fine? That the reason they suck is because they just don't have the talent on the roster. That would be the explanation. But obviously people, I feel like people want blood sometimes. It's not about that. It's just, hey, we want blood.
Well, they do. And I think for a while, Red Wing fans have kind of felt this way. And they see that a name out there like Gerard Gallant is available. And that's kind of what they wanted. I mean, Gallant took Vegas to really great heights. Mm-hmm. And people like that. He's a former Red Wing. He was Steve Yzerman's line mate for years with the Wings in the 80s and I think even into the 90s. But there's a lot to like with that. But I get the feeling that the longer this is, I don't want to say dragging out because it's really not dragging out, but the longer it plays out, I think it's probably more likely that the Blashill is coming back because the team isn't anywhere near ready to compete for a playoff spot. And until they are, you don't need to make that switch just yet. You're going to stick with the guy who develops the talent and try to look at that with the Tigers situation. You know, AJ Hinch was a guy who clearly got the Astros to get to the playoffs. And in 1 year, people are, you know, they have valid concerns about the cheating scandal and all that. But Hinch had a track record of working with those young players, and he built his career that way. Worked with those young players. They got progressively better each year. And it's different with that because he had that track record of doing it with the one team, with the same team, develop the young players, get to the highest levels, and then the Tigers find themselves in a position where they can hire that guy. Blashill hadn't done that at the NHL level. Blashill had done well at the minor league level. So if the Red Wings wanted to make the switch, I don't think they're going to make that switch until the talent level increases. And maybe what they're really doing is giving Blashill more of an opportunity to see, okay, now we're starting to see some changes in the level of competition with these players, and we are going to be adding some free agents of substance. We've got our two big prospects in the organization that have a real shot of making the team this upcoming season. I fully expect Sider to be on here. Raymond, I don't know about.
Yeah, the Sider thing seems to be like next year's the year.
Yeah, so do you want to give Blashill the opportunity to work with those guys and see what he can do with the real blue-chip prospects? I mean, maybe. I'm not going to be upset if he's back. I get it that people would be, but this team isn't going anywhere just yet.
I feel like it's
a move incrementally, but not taking this giant leap, and I don't think Scotty Bowman were here, he's not going to make a giant leap with these guys.
I save my outrage for other things. I feel like this is a low consequential decision. I don't think it really holds the organization back, nor has them taking off, because I think the talent in the organization is what's keeping them from taking off. And if they're ready to strike and Blashill's still a coach and they're not impressed, then go get somebody. But, you know, I like I said, it feels like a low consequence decision right now. 2485-3997-97. Mark and Howie are 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right.
Hey, I get all that with the coach and you don't want to spend the money in Blashill. But is he really not impeding the progress? Because, I mean, I see games, and I don't know if this is a Ken Holland, and like I said, is this Steve and him making these decisions? But it's always this, the Red Wing way. You got to earn your minutes. You got to, you know, compete level this, compete level that. And then I see, like, Svechnikov come up. He scores, like, 3 goals in, like, 4 games, and then he's taxi squatted down. Giovanni Smith gets, like, the Gordie Howe hat trick a game, and then 2 games later he's taxi squatted. But then there's, you know, we're living on the past with guys like Darren Helm and Glenn Denning, who, yeah, granted, they, I guess they earn their stripes, but when they're out there scoring like a goal for the season, how can you, you know what I'm saying? Like the kids are not getting a chance. And
I know what you're saying. And I've had that same kind of frustration too. And the way that I reconcile that is this team is still bad. And you look at the NBA and you've got the load management you can do with players, and it's basically legalized tanking in the NBA is what they're doing now. Is this the NHL's version of it? Is just going with the veteran players and aren't doing anything other than maybe leading by example of how to go in and day out and give your efforts in practice and show what you can do? Because though Helm and Glenn Denning are nothing offensively, they do have value in the league. Glenn Denning is really good defensively. He wins his faceoffs, and Darren Helm is as good as a checking forward. But I'd like to see Giovanni Smith. I'd like to see Svechnikov too.
Afraid to like make a mistake. Like if they're so afraid, like they can't play their full game because they're so afraid. Like if they make a mistake, Blashill's just going to yank them out of the lineup, send them down, and then you know he's got his veterans that he can throw in there. But we've seen 3 years of veterans.
I remember every bad team ever, every fan base says play the young guys. And I go back a decade. Why aren't they calling up Joe Jimenez? Why isn't Mantha getting more ice time? Well, they want to play 200 feet, and they aren't just going to hand you ice time. You've got to play both ends. And if you're not earning it, because here's the problem. If you play a guy who maybe isn't doing those effort things, and you called it afraid to be a mistake, or is it, who was the guy they traded that had all the great speed? Athanasiou wasn't checking all those boxes. But if you hand them ice time and don't have them doing, are you setting their career off with a bad precedent to say, you're not doing everything we're asking in some of these effort things, but we're going to give you the ice time anyway? Or do you send a message from day one? If you're going to play here, you got to play the right way. And it's a debate that's gone on literally for as long as I can remember when you have a bad team. Why not just play the young guys? Well, if you, again, just freebie them ice time, are they ever going to do what you want them to do when you're ready for the team to be good? Mike's in Farmington Hills, and he's next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Okay.
Yeah, just wanted to chime in on Blashill. Definitely think he'll be back. I don't think he's been all that bad. I mean, the roster's terrible, so... And there's people out there that think with a better coach, Larkin would produce with the likes of maybe McKinnon or something like that, and that's just not realistic. He's not that type of player. He's not really a number one center either. He's a second-line center, and maybe the best second-line center in the league if he plays that spot. But people also confuse the NHL with the NFL and that you can just cut players whenever you want, and doesn't work that way with the contracts, which is why it's better to have guys like Smith in the minors playing, you know, meaningful minutes instead of 7-8 minutes a night up in the NHL.
Well, I would say this about Dylan Larkin. I think that actually you may say he's not going to get much better. I think he's got a hell of a lot more to give. Just look at a couple of years ago. In 2017-2018, he had 47 assists and 63 points in 82 games, his third year in the league. In 2019, the following season, he had 73 points and 32 goals in 76 games. It's a point-a-game guy on the Detroit Red Wings just a couple seasons ago. Then last year, 71 games, he had 53 points, and this year in 44 games, he had 23 points. You can't tell me there isn't more to give from Dylan Larkin, and I'm not trashing Dylan Larkin because I think it helps to have better players. They need to assemble better players. They've got, I think, some better pieces on this team now. They have to sign Verana. Is there any question?
No.
They've got to sign Verana. He had 11 points in 11 games, including 8 goals this year for the Red Wings. And it has a spark, and he looks like a player that is happy to be here and given ice time and being able to perform. And that's going to rub off the right way with some of these other players. But Larkin's got more to give, and I'm sure he'd be the first to admit it.
We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback, plus our Champ and Chump nominations at 10:35. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.